it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Tim from Auburn is. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And Tim, by any chance, were you listening for the three correct answers I gave out yesterday at 5:40 during the cheat sheet?
I would have if I knew there was a prize today.
Oh, the pressure's up. So you big Mariners fan?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, they're one game out of first place, and tonight... hopefully
this
magic happens.
It's going to be our year.
It's going to be our year. We're feeling it today.
Tim's ready to make magic happen right now, Steve, so you go ahead and get out of here.
And if he beats me, he'll get those Mariners tickets for tonight.
If you are playing from home, Tim has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What is the signature color of John Deere tractors?
Green.
Correct. What does RX mean to a pharmacist?
Prescription.
Yes. Who is known as the King of Blues?
Pass.
What is molten rock magma called once it flows from a volcano?
Lava.
Yes. Which Disney princess had the fewest lines?
Pass.
In what state will you find Vanderbilt University?
Pennsylvania?
No.
New York?
No.
Connecticut?
No. What scientist's book laid the foundations for classical mechanics?
Pass.
Which founding father and U.S. president had a pet mockingbird?
George Washington?
No.
Abraham Lincoln?
No.
Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah. How many children does Will Smith have?
Five, six,
no.
Seven?
No, no. Which continent is home to the naked mole rat?
South America?
No.
North America?
No. Tim, you got four correct.
Oh, okay.
Well, if there's one thing I know for sure, Steve does not know his Disney princesses.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't think you're very good at Disney.
I know Elsa.
Oh, good.
That's about as all.
You got one down.
Yeah, that's the only one that my daughter references, really.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
What is the signature color of John Deere tractors?
Green.
Yes. What does RX mean to a pharmacist?
Doctor.
No.
Prescription.
Yes. Who is known as the King of Blues?
B.B. King?
Yes. What is molten rock magma called once it flows from a volcano?
Lava.
Yes, baby. Which Disney princess had the fewest lines?
Elsa.
No.
Pocahontas?
No.
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, yes. In what state will you find Vanderbilt University?
U.S. state. Pennsylvania?
No.
New York?
No.
New Jersey?
No. What scientist's book laid the foundations for classical mechanics?
Einstein.
No.
Bill Nye.
No.
Mr. Wizard.
No. Which founding father and U.S. president had a pet mockingbird?
That would be George Washington.
Would not be.
Oh. Hamilton?
No.
Adams?
No. How many children does Will Smith have?
He's got three.
He does. Which continent is home to the naked mole rat?
Africa.
Yes. Who are you? Steve One, two, Migs. Three, four, five, six, seven. Correct. You got 7-4. Tim, I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
Tim, it sounds like you want to go see the Mariners game. And the Mariners were so nice to hook us up with some extra tickets. So, you know what? If you're down to go, we'll hook you up with those tickets for tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Tim. Nice. Sometimes it pays to lose. Hang on, my friend. All right, let's go through this really quickly. Vanderbilt is in Tennessee. The scientist's book that laid the foundations for classical mechanics is Isaac Newton.
Isaac Newton.
And our friend Tim did guess correctly that the founding father and U.S. president who had a pet mockingbird was Thomas Jefferson.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Mariners have pulled within one game of the Astros for first in the AL West after that big 5-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. So we're going to recap the game and chat with M's play-by-play broadcaster Aaron Goldsmith after Foo Fighters. Steve Miggs, I'm getting butterflies in my stomach just talking about this. The fact that the Mariners are now within one game of the Astros for first in the AL West after that 5-3 victory over the Cardinals yesterday. This is our year.
Team is red hot right now.
And they're playing again tonight. If you want to get tickets for the game, mariners.com is where you can go to pick up some tickets for the St. Louis Cardinals game at 6:40. And we're so excited to have Aaron Goldsmith, M's play-by-play announcer, on with us this morning to talk about all of this Mariners excitement. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be with you. How are you doing?
We are doing great, man. We're just riding high after last night's game. It's been a roller coaster of a season, but it's been such a fun season. It's got to have been a great time for you as well, being behind the microphone and giving us the play-by-play every night.
It's been a real thrill. There's no question. You've got a guy in Cal Raleigh who's playing like an MVP. You've got somebody else in Julio who's got a chance for another 30-30 season, 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases. And as you guys just mentioned, the Mariners are knocking on the door of first place and trying to win their first division title in quite some time. So this is a very special year for the Mariners. And I'm guessing there's going to be a decent amount of hardware handed out to a couple of different Mariner players once the season's over with. So it has been a real thrill to have a front row seat to the whole thing.
It's been fun for us. I feel like whenever we're chatting about the Mariners, and we've had like Gary Hill Jr. on quite a bit, and every time it's like, okay, let's focus on Cal Raleigh like we usually do because he's had such an incredible season. But I mean, I feel like the last few games, man, it's just been fun talking about Josh Naylor. And I've got $60 in my pocket and a parking pass to the Washington State Fair, and I'm willing to contribute to keep him for future seasons. But this guy's just been on a tear.
Well, he's a big State Fair guy, so I think that will help quite a bit.
Okay, I'll give him my parking pass.
Yeah, and nobody likes to pay for parking, and Naylor strikes me as a real stickler for that as well. So, we're glad to have you on Team Naylor. No, he's been even more, I think, than what the Mariners were hoping that they would get. And you're right, he is a free agent at the end of the year. He was acquired at the deadline by the Mariners from the Diamondbacks, and they had a real need over there at first base. And obviously, the production is there, and he's been excellent at the plate and very good defensively as well. But I think he has brought a real intangible, a real mindset, a mentality. And he's a winner. I mean, he has won in previous stops in his career. He is a remarkably intense guy, which I think maybe when you're the opponent can be misinterpreted. But when he's in your clubhouse, you realize, oh, this guy just all he thinks about is winning baseball games. And that's exactly where the Mariners are right now. So he's been a major boost for what they've been able to do.
Yeah, I saw like an interview with him where they were talking to him about like, you know, when other players come and try and talk to him during the game, because you see that sometimes when a guy's at first base, they just kind of BS with the opposing team. And like he just had that vibe of, yeah, I'm focusing on what's happening next. I don't want to talk to anybody. And I was just like, I love that guy's intensity.
You know, we had a shot of him on the telecast the other day, just leaning up on the railing, just staring out into the field. And he like nothing was really happening, right, in the game. And even then, he had a look on his face, and my thought was, I didn't say it on the air, but my thought was, man, I would not want to run into this guy at the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, he just can be a scary-looking dude, man. And he is, and he certainly played like that for the Mariners. And, yeah, he's got a fire to him. And, you know, I can't remember the last time the Mariners had a player who you would describe as, like, very fiery, like, insanely intense. And I mean, like, on like pinging on the extreme end of that scale. That's just not something the Mariners have had in their clubhouse for quite some time. And so he really fills a void in that regard. And who knows? He might take the Mariners all the way to the World Series.
I think that's part of why I love like the whole fact that they got Suarez and him at around the same time. Because I'm like, these are two polar opposite styles of personalities. You got Suarez who's like, you know, good vibes only. And then like you said with Naylor, it's just like, do not look at me the wrong way.
Yeah, they are the sweet and sour. Yes. Major League Baseball. There's no question. They are complete opposites. And, you know, the great thing, it kind of shows you that in this game and in others as well, like you can win in a variety of ways. You can be a great player in a variety of ways. And a team needs that balance. You need a guy who's the good vibes guy, and you need a guy who will just chuck a bat like a tomahawk after hitting a 430-foot home run to give you a lead. And that's Josh Naylor. Like, you have 26 men on the roster, and you don't want them all to be the same. You want a little bit of everything, and the Mariners have that right now.
We're talking with Mariners play-by-play announcer Aaron Goldsmith. And Aaron, I know obviously we mentioned earlier some highs and lows on the season, but for you personally, is there a certain game or a certain moment that really has stuck out as your favorite moment of the season so far?
Well, it's tough to not say the name Cal Raleigh when you're talking about favorite moments of the season so far. And Cal has obviously had so many of them. But when he had two home runs on July 4th, it was a home game, it was a beautiful day, and he passed Ken Griffey Jr. that day for the most home runs by a Mariner before the All-Star break. That was spectacular. I think if you kind of hone it down even farther than that, and kind of a Cal and a team perspective, the Mariners had what I thought was just one of the most epic accomplishments, maybe even in the ballpark's history. The Mariners had a game earlier this year where Logan Gilbert struck out a career high, I believe it was 14, and on the same day, Cal Raleigh set the record for the most home runs by a catcher in a single season. And the Mariners waxed the A's that day. It was a blowout win. They cruised to a victory. And when you think about just kind of the storylines involved with that game, in the same draft class, Logan Gilbert was drafted in the first round by the Mariners, and Cal Raleigh was selected in the third round by the Mariners. And those two have come up together. They have been roommates with one another all the way up into the major leagues early in their career. They've caught who knows how many games with one another from the minors to the major leagues. And one had a career performance in terms of strikeouts, and then the other set an all-time major league record in Cal Raleigh. And if you would have told anybody when those two signed their contracts after being drafted many years ago, back in 2018, that they would share a day like that in front of the home crowd with the sun shining at T-Mobile Park. I mean, that's what everybody dreams of, right? And to have them have the relationship with one another. And then you zoom out a little bit more and you start looking at this team and you go, man, there could be quite a few Mariner Hall of Famers on this team right now. It's a special time. It's a special time for Mariners baseball. And to see both of those guys accomplish such great feats on the same day, in the same game, was pretty awesome.
And we're talking with Aaron Goldsmith, Mariners broadcaster. Tonight, you can check him out taking on the St. Louis Cardinals over. Get tickets at Mariners.com. The game starts at 6:40. And for us Pearl Jam fans, maybe this is even a little added incentive, because tonight it's 10 Club night where you can get tickets. Just go to Mariners.com/Pearl Jam. And you have an opportunity to walk away with a Pearl Jam silk jacket, which I saw, which looks amazing. Are you going to be wearing it while you're doing the play-by-play, Aaron?
Dude, it is a sick jacket.
Right?
Yes. Yes. I hope there's enough for me to snag one. You know, I know a guy.
Well, if you know a guy, snag two, you know, for your friend Steve.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're gonna get a double XL plus a Washington State Fair parking pass, and that's gonna start the bucket for Naylor right there. I think if you have to sign up by noon today, so Mariners.com/Pearl Jam by noon is the cutoff time to get your tickets for that ticket special. And in Victory Hall across the street, they're going to play the concert over there on the big screen for the last time Pearl Jam was at T-Mobile Park. So it's going to be quite the Pearl Jam vibe inside the ballpark tonight.
Aaron Goldsmith, Mariners play-by-play announcer, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this Mariners magic that is happening right now within one game of the Astros for first in the AL West.
Hey, you got it, guys. Great talking with you. Have a great day.
Yeah, take care. Thanks for joining us.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, there is this awesome chat happening online where someone asked the question, what is the most expensive thing you've seen someone buy that they have basically never used?
Well, we've never been guilty of that.
No, none of us in this room. But some of the answers are going to make you feel a lot better about the bad purchases you have made. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There's another fabulous Reddit chat happening right now where a user asked everyone, what's the most expensive thing you've seen someone buy that they basically never use?
Oh, I think we're all guilty of it.
But some of these answers are actually probably going to make us feel a little bit better about what we've bought, Steve Miggs. So let's go straight to the comments.
So we found a few of these comments. I thought it'd be fun to listen to the comment and then decide if it would be worth owning.
Okay.
On a, you know, if you would actually use it or not. And I figured who better to read these comments than one of the richest men in the entire world, of course, because they can make those kind of stupid purchases.
Elon?
Elon, no. Jeff Bezos? No, but getting closer. Bill Gates. Bam, nailed
nice.
It.
Nice.
Yeah. You gotta go with the OG rich guy from the Pacific Northwest, right?
Represent.
All sure. Right. I don't know, dude. I don't know what else to go
no,
with.
No, I get it.
All right, we got robot Bill Gates reading these comments. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
An RV. Had a friend buy one when he retired. Spent well over $100,000. Went on a week-long trip. Been parked next to his garage ever since. 2 years.
Oh.
I would love an RV. My wife and I talk about that from time to time. But I think I would rather just rent an RV.
It's like still very expensive to rent them.
It's less expensive to rent one than to own one.
I like, never use it.
Well, I mean, it's like these things are like basically buying like a cheap home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't afford that.
Hell no.
I don't want to have a mortgage on my RV.
I have an idea. We could share it. We can do an RV share, Steve.
And we can park it on your... On
yes!
Your, yes.
Figured it out.
I've always wanted one of those, like seeing it drive down the highway. And I was like, you can go take a nap while somebody drives you somewhere.
Isn't that awesome?
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I'd want one of those fancy-ass ones. I don't want one that's attached to a car. I want one that is its own car.
Oh, yeah.
Put your scooter on the back?
Yeah.
It's basically a tour bus.
Okay, so now I got to buy a scooter as well.
Yes.
Yes. I dated a woman once who flew to Italy to buy a purse that was an exclusive to a store there. She used it once during the entire time we dated. She was afraid to use it again because she didn't want to get accidentally damaged.
One of the greatest things that's ever happened to having... I mean, there's many reasons why I love having Tatum, but I feel like it's just given my wife an all-new type of perspective on what's worth spending money on.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that quickly left our purchasing habits were buying purses.
Oh, yeah.
Because she liked to get, like, she didn't really have expensive tastes except for purses. And when all has failed for, like, a Christmas or a birthday, I'm like, I don't know what to get her. So I'm like, if it, I'll go get her one of those purses. And then I went to, like, Nordstrom and saw how much these purses go for. I'm like, I'll just get her a gift card.
Yeah. She can pick it out herself.
Were you ever a purse person?
Not really. I'm not an anything person except for really stupid things like inflatable hot tubs, you know?
I'd rather an inflatable hot tub than a purse. It's cheaper.
Yeah. Yes.
My sister's ex bought a commercial-grade deli slicer. The thought was he would save money by slicing his own deli meat and cheese for his daily lunches. My grandma asked how many thousands of sandwiches he would need to eat before breaking even. It sat unused for years next to the unused cigarette rolling machine.
I love this guy. He's like, I'll just do stuff myself and then not do it.
He's very, very smart.
That was me after I worked at a smoothie shop. I was like, I'm going to buy a real nice blender and I'll just make my own smoothies. Never once.
Yeah.
I bought one and I never once.
I thought I'd be making my own ice cream.
Yeah. Never once.
The number of kitchen appliances I own that I don't use is it grows by the year.
Dude, if I had a nickel for every time we've had a conversation about using this creamy, I'd be able to pay off this creamy. We even talked about it yesterday about, hey, we need to go to the store and get stuff so we can actually make some stuff with this Ninja creamy ice cream maker thing that we have yet to use.
How long have you had it?
We're over a year now,
oh,
I feel.
Boy.
And summer's days are numbered, Steve. You need to get on this before it gets cold.
Thankfully, in our household, ice cream is a year-round tradition.
A buddy of mine bought a $5,000 smart fridge with a giant touchscreen on the door. The only thing it's ever done in 3 years... is display the wrong time.
Not so smart after all.
Isn't your fridge one of those smart fridges?
No, it's smart fridge adjacent. It's like it's a moderately smart fridge.
Is it cool? Do you like it?
I mean, you can just tap the window and you can see what's inside, like the fridge.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, the first couple of times you're like, this is so sweet. This is really cool.
What'd you got in there?
I don't remember the last time I even used that thing. But in all fairness, it was on sale at like Home Depot or Lowe's. It was like the cheapest fridge that we could go with at that time. So we were only like dropping $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone I know, it seems, bought a Peloton 5 years ago.
Dude.
I've almost bought one several times, and I keep being very glad that I didn't, because I know it'll end up just holding my laundry. It'll be like a furniture laundry stand.
My wife almost went down that road. I think we were pretty close to getting one of those Pelotons until we realized that it's a monthly subscription to it. I'm like, I'm not paying monthly for something that's already a ridiculously overpriced piece of equipment.
They're very spendy.
I've never bought any piece of exercise equipment. I just spend all the money going to the gym.
One of those super luxe massage chairs. I've never seen it not full of laundry.
Okay, oh. That's just kind of like what you were just talking
about.
Yeah,
it's a laundry holder.
I would love one of those chairs.
So cool.
All right, we got one more comment.
I know a few people who spent six figures on education, but are dumber than a fence post.
I feel
and they all went to UW.
Oh.
Hey!
The Daily Mix Show.
This Sunday at 7 o'clock, I'm listening returns to the KISW airwaves where we join in on a conversation, just reminding ourselves that talk has the power to save lives. We would love if you would tune in, and you can get all the details on I'm listening at KISW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have discovered that there is a ton going on in the world of pop culture, and that can be a lot to digest. So we've picked out the important things, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Not that I enjoy talking about Apple products as a proud Android user, but Apple's
you know you want to talk about
2025 awe-dropping event has 8 new products unveiled today, including the iPhone 17 lineup with the all-new iPhone Air, 3 updated Apple Watches.
Are you getting it?
No. And the AirPods Pro 3. And I know Daniel's fired up because one of the phones is orange.
Yeah, Daniel.
My name is Daniel. When we talk about Apple products.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I've been waiting for an orange iPhone for forever.
So you're going to get one?
Oh, I have to.
Wait, if you want an orange iPhone, just get an orange iPhone case.
I have one of those. However, the thing is I actually need a new iPhone because my battery has been absolute for the past however long.
Ah. I feel like after you hit that 2-year mark, the Android girl is going to talk about. But after that 2-year part, I feel like they do like give you a software update that basically just implodes your battery.
Well, and I'm on 3 years. I went an extra year on my phone. So it's about time that
Look
I get
at
a new
you.
One.
You, yeah. That's commitment.
So orange iPhone, here I come.
Is that the only part of it that you're excited about is the color? Or is there anything else about the features that got you kind of like, oh, that looks pretty cool?
I watched 0 of the infomercial about what it actually has going on with it. So it's all the orange, Steve.
Yeah, I have no idea. I know they have an extended battery life. That's all I know. Colors and battery life.
Cool.
Yeah. Sold.
In.
Well, I mean, is that going to impact, though, you purchasing a new Seahawks jersey with me today?
No, I'll also go and look at them with you. And if I make a dumb purchase, you know, that's what credit card's for.
I'm so torn right now because the rivalry jersey's out. I keep staring at it. And they just also unveiled all the, like, rivalry-themed hats, T-shirts, beanies. And I know it's a very polarizing jersey and color scheme, but I kind of need to see it in person before I make my decision.
Taryn, behind the scenes, how many times has Steve mentioned this jersey this morning?
Maybe 6.
I was thinking 69 times.
You guys are crazy. I've brought it up maybe 4 times verbally. Now, internally, I've been thinking about it all freaking morning.
And I love that the 3 of us are all constantly talking about saving money, yet we just do everything but that.
But this is the one thing where I feel like you guys are trying to talk me out of it. Like, you've never talked me out of any other bad purchase that I've made. In fact, you've encouraged it. But when it comes to these rivalry jerseys, you're all like, yeah, I don't know if you're going to like it, man. That gray is a little too light for your head.
And to your point, we need to see it in person, but that doesn't mean you need to buy it in order to see it in person. Wait to see it on somebody else in person and then make your decision.
Well, like my wife always says, whenever I say I'm going somewhere to check something out, she knows I'm buying it.
Yeah.
Like, it happened when I remember when I went to, I was like, I'm just going to go to Kia Puyallup just to go check out some of the new Kias. Because, you know, when the time comes and I got to get a new car, I keep hearing good things about them. She's like, what are you saying? I'm like, I'm just going to go to, you know, maybe I'll get like a test drive. I'm going to just see what they're all about. She's like, you're going to come home with a brand new car, aren't you? I'm like, no. I thought they'll even have it because this is back when, you're almost on like a wait list for a car.
Oh, yeah.
And then she texts me. She's like, you've been gone a long time. I'm like, oh, I'm signing the paperwork right now for my Kia Sportage. Here's something I could, maybe I won't spend money on, and that's Liquid Death are releasing a limited 11-pack of their canned water in honor of Spinal Tap. I think what they're doing is very cool. It's just definitely out of my price range because apparently they're very limited edition. Only 11 cases are being made, and they're priced at $1,100. Oh. So $1,100 for each 11-pack. In fact, here's the commercial for it, which features the members of Spinal Tap.
Go ahead.
Hello, we are Spinal Tap. Are you thirsty?
I am.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, how about some Liquid Death in various flavors?
Yeah, try my favorite, Dead Billionaire.
He loves that. I like the Cherry Obituary.
Right here.
And the Severed Lime.
Yeah. Too. Pop it open and then you drink it, you see?
Yeah. The new limited edition 11-pack from Liquid Death and Spinal Tap, each is signed by us. Collect yours now at liquiddeath.com/spinaltap.
Get good and bloody drunk.
No, it doesn't work that way. No, it's good for
it. That is a cute idea, though. I like it.
Yeah, and it's all like a nod to their, hey, this goes to 11 on the speaker. And then Friday is Spinal Tap 2. The End Continues, the new movie.
Okay, one more stupid thing you might spend your money on. Have you guys heard about Scrotox?
Isn't that a EDM performer?
Sure is not.
Oh.
It's Botox injections in your scrotum, and apparently these are on the rise. It helps smoothen the skin or deal with any looser hanging skin.
Good, because my wife has complained about mine for years. Yeah.
But doctors are saying that it is a quick recovery, but the side effects are pretty bad. It's painful. You might see some asymmetry. Some people are having allergic reactions or, in rare cases, sexual dysfunction. Are you willing to risk it?
The new Seahawks jersey or Scrotox?
I'll get the new Seahawks jersey.
All right, finally, you're in with me. The Daily
Mix Show. How would you like to beat Steve this morning? He has a record of 293 wins, 87 losses, and 77 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK.
Plus, if you beat me, we'll hook you up with Mariners tickets for tonight's game.
That's right. We're going to play Beat Migs at 8:50.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why
people
it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.